Close your eyes and be aware of your breath. Follow it all the way in, all the way out. Breathe in a way that feels good. Because the mind needs something good to feed on. There's a questionnaire that the Buddha taught to young novices. It starts at what is one, what is two, what is three, all the way up to what is ten. Some of the answers are things you'd expect. What is four? The Four Noble Truths. What is seven? The seven factors for awakening. The interesting one is, what is one? The answer is, all beings subsist on food. It's the nature of the mind to keep on feeding, because food here doesn't mean just physical food. It means food for the mind as well. It's good to look at your mind as it goes through the day and ask yourself, what am I feeding on right now? Is it healthy food or junk food? Junk food is the kind of sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations that make you want more and more and more, but never really satisfy. Health food is the kind of food that strengthens the mind in its own goodness. Because as the Buddha said, if you feed the mind right, you get to a point where it doesn't need to feed anymore. And concentration, getting the mind settling down on one object, is one form of food that's really good for the mind. It feels good just being here without having to have things outside be arranged in a certain way. You have an independent source of food inside. That's when you're secure. When your food depends on other people, depends on things outside can always be attacked, always be changed. But if you make your source inside, then you can withstand all kinds of things. There was the case of Ayutthaya back in the 18th century. The Burmese came to attack. But in Ayutthaya, they had farms inside the city walls. They had a good source of water, so they were able to withstand the attack for a long time. In the same way, when the world outside gets strange, you want to have a source of food inside. So we provide it by the way we breathe, by the way we talk to ourselves, by the way we think. Think good thoughts, think thoughts of that are virtuous, think thoughts of goodwill, wishing for your true happiness, wishing for the true happiness of others. Being resolved that you're not going to break any of the precepts. You're not going to lie, you're not going to steal, you're not going to cheat. Just the fact that you've made up your mind that way, that feeds the mind, makes it strong. That way the mind stays healthy because it's eating healthy food. So give it a good place to stay right here, right now. Your breath is your breath. Nobody else can feel it. Nobody can push you out of the way to look at your breath, take it away from you. You've got your breath right here, so make it comfortable. Think of that sense of comfort spreading throughout the whole body. Think of the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out. Feed your mind well, because it's going to need strength. And your choice of food is going to make the difference between whether your mind is weak or whether it's strong. Strong in its goodness, strong in its mindfulness, its discernment, its concentration. Strong in its solid happiness inside.